They will make you feel much, much better. Paint, if you like to paint. Do some type of arts and crafts. Do something physically with your hands. Create something with your hands, like painting or pottery or arts and crafts. Dance. And you don't have to go to a ball. You can be home and just start dancing. Believe me, you turn on some music and you start dancing by yourself right in the midst of a catastrophe in your life, you will start feeling better, you will start laughing, and believe me, as if by magic, your situations will begin to change. Cook. When you cook, you're creating something with your hands, and for some people, that can be really a healing thing. You know, music, I mentioned about listening to music. You can also play music. If you play a musical instrument, that can be very healing. Play in a garden or plant a garden. When you start planting living things yourself with your hands in the soil, something magical happens to you. Very powerful. And the last couple I want to talk about are something that you absolutely categorically must do. There is a technique developed by Dr. Roger Callahan called Thought Field Therapy. And one of his apprentices is by the name Gary, G-A-R-Y, Craig, C-R-A-I-G. You can do a Google search on Dr. Roger Callahan or Gary Craig. They have websites. And the technique that they have developed is one of the most powerful and fastest techniques of changing the way you feel. And I'll explain how it works, but you have to have this, especially in the beginning, because you are going to feel bad at some point. And you need to have something to turn that around very quickly. When you're feeling bad, the reason you're feeling bad is because you're focusing on something you don't want. So you're transmitting energy, a vibration. That vibration that you're transmitting is a vibration which is different and opposes to the things you do want. Everything you want is in your own DNA. So you're vibrating everything you want. But if you're transmitting an opposing vibration, they don't mix. That then blocks energy in the body and you feel horrible. That's really the mechanics of how it works. So, theoretically, all you have to do is think about something you want that you believe you'll get. Because if you think about in the worst state, when you're feeling the absolute worst, if you start thinking about something you want, what will instantly happen because you're feeling so bad? When you think about something you want, you'll have the counter intention, which is, I'm not going to get that, which will make you feel bad again. Because of law of attraction, you keep being attracted to the negative part. So, yes, you should be thinking about something. You can easily change the way you feel by consciously shifting and focusing on something that you want, something good, something that will make you feel happy, something you believe you can get. And keep focusing on that, and then the negative will just over time begin to diminish and go away. But because the negative can be so powerful in terms of its attractive pull, it is for a lot of people very difficult. You know, you just got served with divorce papers and you're devastated and you're heartbroken. So it's very difficult to focus on, well, you know, my life will be better and everything will be fine, because your thoughts for so long were with this person and they're going to keep drawing back there. So it's going to be sometimes difficult for you to change the focus, change your point of focus, so you can focus on something good that you believe in to make you feel better. So you can use the techniques I mentioned. You can go for a walk, you can listen to some music, you can sing, you can laugh, and absolutely those are very powerful techniques and you should employ them on a regular basis regardless of how you're feeling. You do the things on this list that I'm giving you and it's going to keep you in that good feeling state. But when you do have that horrible feeling, you don't want to wallow in it for hours or days or weeks. You want to eliminate it because that will allow you to focus on the things you want powerfully, with the anticipation, and create good things very quickly and change your situation very quickly. The Callahan technique is simply, when you're feeling bad, which again means you are now vibrating something, you're thinking about something you don't want, which means you're sending out a vibration which is opposite to the vibration that is part of you, which is who you really are. So you're in opposition and you feel horrible because energy is blocked through the body. What the Callahan technique will do is you simply tap on a series of acupressure meridian points in the body. And it takes less than 5 minutes to do this. There are various sequences. You can do it anywhere. And it'll break up the blockages in the physical body and make that vibration virtually dissipate or leave you. So in a matter of minutes, we've had people who are completely depressed start laughing and feeling better than ever, and they can't get that depressed feeling back because it's physically gone. It takes that negative blob of energy and virtually dissipates it and breaks it up. So you need to have this tool in your pocket to use on a going forward basis. You can get all that information at the Dr. Roger Callahan website or Gary Craig's website. Next is a process called dream building. This is where you're building up your dreams, goals, and desires, making them more real and very solid. Now, this technique is done multiple ways. First, dream building is by looking at things that you could potentially want, which means expanding your mind to possibility. Now, it's easy to look at physical things. So you can get a book, a magazine, such as the Robb Report, R-O-B-B, Robb Report, or DuPont Registry, which has fine homes and cars. You can look at magazines which have luxury items in there, from clothes and jewelry, watches, different things. And by looking at opulent things over and over again, you start expanding the possibility because you start seeing that people are actually getting this stuff. This is real. So looking at magazines or brochures of opulent things, things that you could want, maybe it's pictures of happy families, maybe it's pictures of colleges, maybe it's pictures of people who are physically fit, if that's a goal you want, or people that, you know, look young and healthy and vibrant, people that are laughing, people that are in great social settings, people that are doing things you want to do. Luxury cars, homes, jewelry, clothes, exotic locations around the world, the places you may want to visit someday. Looking and looking and looking. Now, interestingly enough, when you do this, you're going to notice your feelings. Because sometimes when you do this, you actually get depressed because you start believing, I can't have that, I can't have that, I can't have that. Well, when that occurs, then stop the process. But you've already put into your mind these images and pictures, and it will slowly start to turn around. So on a regular basis, every day, you should be doing some type of dream building, such as looking at magazines or brochures. You could also be watching Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, the Travel Channel, and different things so you can start experiencing. You know, they have luxury yachts, homes around the world, luxury homes, the 10 top beaches to travel to. So you can watch some of these videos, and that is a process of dream building where you start expanding the possibilities. Another process of dream building is by going physically out and shopping, going window shopping. Go into luxury shops of places. Go by restaurants and look at the menus. Or go online and look at various restaurants and look at the menus and the restaurants that you want to visit someday.